anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Lost World Reptiles is
Gino Sassani
to answer your behavior questions, your training questions, and your reptile questions. If you got turtles, if you got snakes, pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Kayla Kavanaugh
and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a snack, and a 5-pack saucy terrine snack called Vitacraft Lick and Lap is the way to go. I can tell you that 1,000%. You can find it at Walmart.com, on Vitacraft.us, or in pet stores. If you're a coffee drinker, come on, you got to get lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. That's a specific site made for this show by my buddies over there at Life Boost Coffee. And I'll tell you, it's the best coffee you're going to drink. And you can get 58% off your first order. So order big. Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with us at Talkin' Pets to give you 10% discount by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget Colette Tours. We're going October 6th for 9 days to Costa Rica. Give them a call at 800-581-8942, booking number 1299885. You can find it on talkinpets.com. This is, of course, Talkin' Pets.
All is well, not as far as I can tell, because I've heard that tale.
Thank you.
it's really not at all to live happily ever after. Can anybody be happily ever after?
And that's another song from the upcoming album by G.E. Sasani. He's sitting in the studio here with us. The name of the album is called Merchants and Mercenaries. And that one was called Happily Ever After. So it's funny, Gino, because I was looking over at you on our Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio, and you were totally zoned out during that whole song. You were just like... You had the eyes closed. You were
into it.
You could see your shoulders going, and you're like listening to beat by beat.
Well, and you don't know how good it is when you finally hear a finished product. You work on something for so long.
Oh, I know how good it is.
And it's, so you do. It's a very pleasure when you can hear something that's taken so long to finish.
Yeah, I filmed a what was going to be a movie.
It was a horror film, right?
A western. So I filmed that, which was going to be a movie, a western from the 1880s. It's called Velvet Hammer. And finally, I understand part of it. The director had a heart attack, and Ian, he went through a lot.
Wow.
So that put everything back quite a bit. But we had filmed everything, and they're actually considering it rather than a movie. They're considering it for a series.
Okay.
And I got to see the actual opening of the show.
Wow, that's neat.
And it's all put together by Tammy from Netflix. And I'm hoping Netflix. Picks it up. So this way I'll be part of an actual TV show. And I play the sheriff. Sheriff Phillips. And it's an interesting show. It's placed in the 1880s when a lot of people have lost their lives due to a pandemic. And basically, I don't want to tell you too much.
Yeah, don't give it away.
But something happens in this town that makes a big difference. And I'll leave it at that for now. But it's called Velvet Hammer. You can find me on IMDb. There's another. You'll probably find another movie I did 8 years ago. It was horrible.
I love the confidence level.
I know,
you
it, it was. I mean, I'm the only thing good. I was told at the screening that we did, I was the only thing in it that was good.
Okay.
I was happy about that. Everybody told me that. But the movie itself just, you know, it was bad. You know what it's like. When you do bad editing and stuff like that. We're movie critics. So I was my own critic on that. And I have to admit, I probably was close. And there were some, like some of the other guys and everything, they were good. I think the biggest problem kind of fell back on the director. It did fall back on the director.
But that is hard when we're in that position. I notice when this album comes out, I have to look at reviews.
Right.
And being a reviewer, it kind of is weird having someone else review your work. So that must feel weird.
That one from back then, about 8 years ago, was filmed here in Tampa, actually. And it's probably playing in China right now. it was called The Tunnel originally, but I think it was changed to The Arena or something like that. But, I mean, it has its good aspects. It really does. But there's some bad ones. Whereas Ian did a great job with Tammy and everything on Velvet Hammer. It's just...
Where was that filmed?
That was filmed in Parrish, Florida, which is South Florida.
Okay.
It's the guy that we filmed, to my understanding, where we filmed was the original town of Little House on the Prairie.
The guy bought it and
had the entire town moved... on his property.
Wow.
So there's some, trivia for you.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it coming out, so keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But don't forget, also with G.E. Sasani, Merchants and Mercenaries, check that out.
Please.
You could do so. It'll be coming out...
probably in the end of May.
Okay.
That's what we're shooting for.
And so check that out, Merchants and Mercenaries.
Yes.
Give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. We're going to be giving away some prizes in this hour, so call. I'm going to give you an animal sound. It's not that difficult, but wait for it.
Yes, it is.
And I want to give a shout out to my buddy Keith, who believes I like cows because they're always moving. Okay, Keith.
Okay.
That's in Portland, Oregon. Love you. Say hi to the family. 818-818-6401.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi everyone, Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
A family is mourning the death of their dog, who was bludgeoned to death by an 11-year-old boy early last week. According to sources, the dog, Chico, was beaten to death with a large stick. After seeing video footage of the incident, Timber Roberts, Chico's owner, tells WDAM News, "The child acted with intent. It was very brutal, and he meant to do it." Chico was leashed on his owner's property at the time of the attack, unable to escape from the brutal beating. The boy was visiting his grandmother when he attacked little Chico. The authorities have charged the child with aggravated animal cruelty and his grandmother with neglect. However, because the boy is only 11, he will not be charged as an adult. Roberts is petitioning for stronger protections under Senate Bill 2261, a.k.a. Buddy's Law. She fears what violent children like this may do in the future if their mental health issues are not addressed. She said, "He did that to our dog, and I don't know what he can do to other animals or in the future do to human beings." For more information and to sign petitions to protect animals, visit www.animalvictory.org. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
This is like the perfect song, actually, for a Jeffrey Dahmer or Son of Sam or, you know, one of those guys. But, you know, and the thing is that we talked about this before. When you have someone that does something like that, and that's a kid, but that's how a lot of them start out, as kids torturing little animals, and then they grow up to be your next Son of Sam or Jeffrey Dahmer or someone of that type. And that's a proven fact.
Yeah, it is.
That's not just language. That's a proven fact. So if you see a kid acting that way, you need to get help for them right away because you don't want it to get worse. And what happens is they torture animals and then they get bored as an adult and they move on to people. So, yeah, if you see it, report it. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. We are open to your training questions and your behavior questions. Also, we're open to your reptile questions. If you've got a reptile and you're not sure how to take care of a snake or what to feed it or a turtle or whatever, give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number. With your album, the new one coming out, Merchants and Mercenaries, how many people did you have?
Well, like I said, the core band is five, but we had some wonderful guest artists. Kim Farmer, who's played in my band way back into the 70s, at least the early 80s. She came down from Pennsylvania to do some vocals and some string work for us, violins and viola. And John Hessler, an old friend when I was a kid I reconnected with down here, he came in and did some back vocals. He runs the band Smoke Point, they're called, and he's the lead singer for them. They're a cover band, but he's got a hell of a voice. He really does. So they came in and helped us, and his brother came in and even laid down some piano for us, so that was nice.
Merchants and Mercenaries. Check it out, G.E. Sasani. Well, once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Let the games begin!
So we're going to play an animal sound. And if you can name what animal this is, which I think is kind of easy, this one, you can pick out a prize. You can go with Life Boost Coffee, which is the best coffee in the world. And you get 58% if you go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, 58% off your first order. But you can win it free if you know this animal. You can go with Vitacraft Lick and Lap, which is an amazing product. It's a creamy paste in the pouches that you can give to your cats. I'm telling you, they'll go crazy over it. And you can go with the Purr Sticks, which are the treats that you rip purr apart sticks and give to your cats. Also, you can go with the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a salad pendant. It's a piece of jewelry. Dog books, cat books. We have the new dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've also got a harness. Thank you. Ooh. Harness, actually, for your dog, and that's for like a small dog, like a Pomeranian or Chihuahua, and it's in black and silver. I've also got green socks, and that's for a small dog or for your cat. Good luck trying to put them on your cat. 818-818-6401. Name this creature. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401 if you know what that is. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
So those socks, they wouldn't fit on a Siberian Husky or something?
No.
Okay.
No, that your dog's Aurora.
Aurora, yes.
Siberian Husky.
And you know,
they're beautiful dogs.
Do you know they also have snowshoes? Have you ever seen a Husky up front? Their hair grows out of the bottom of their feet. That's the head of
my
cat's shoes. Cats have it as well?
Yeah.
Not just a little bit. These are long hair.
Yeah, no, that's not all cats, but my one cat, because she's long haired.
She's a Siberian cat.
Winter, you turn her paws up, and it's like, yeah, she's got the hair there too. A lot of people trim that.
Yeah, Ellen tells me I should trim it, but I think it's cool.
Yeah, a lot of people trim it. Shoes. I mean, you know, it depends on where you live, I guess. It'd be better to keep it there, I would imagine, if you're up north. But
I think it's cool, though. Well, we should introduce the cat and Aurora. We'll get them together.
No. Somebody tried doing that with a Rottweiler, and my cats do not like dogs any longer.
Well, Rottweilers and Huskies, two different animals.
No. Yeah, no. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. So call if you know what that animal sound is. And I will say that...
Say it again?
You're not only going to find that in jungles, but you're also going to find them in zoos, and they're quite big. 818-818-6401. So, do you know, this week, Jasmine from the show, she's the dog trainer, Jasmine the dog trainer, and I went to Orlando, Florida for the big, huge pet convention.
So,
I have to say, there is like, it was probably one of their best events this year. Mm-hmm. There was tons of people there this year. And I didn't even get to see everyone that I wanted to see because it was just so busy. And, you know, parts of the time, like Jasmine, she's an influencer on TikTok. Okay. And so she was like a kid in a candy store. For me, it was like, you know, I've seen a lot of the different products and a lot of different companies and everything like that. And there's a lot of the same products out there, only different companies. And some are better than others. And there's one or two that I talk to that I really want to have on the show. And hopefully become a sponsor on the program because that's what keeps the show alive.
Absolutely.
But I'm hoping that they come on because I'm really psyched about these two products. So I'm not going to say what they are yet, but we'll see. But there's tons of products out there. Make sure you read the labels and you get references because some of them are not just as good as you think they might be compared to others. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And don't forget, you can check out LostWorldReptiles.com if you're interested in, like, snakes, because he raises and breeds them.
I do.
But you won't find vipers through Gino.
No, you
won't. These are non-venomous snakes.
Absolutely.
818-818-6401. What is that animal? They're big. Big. Think big. You've seen them in zoos. And you've seen him in the wild. Think Diane Fossey. 818-818-6401.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah! With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Drowned her dog in a bathroom at a Florida airport before boarding her international flight after she was stopped from taking her dog aboard due to the paperwork issues, the Guardian reported. Allison Lawrence arrived at the Orlando International Airport on December 16th with her dog, Taiwan, for a flight to Colombia. However, she was told that her paperwork was incomplete and that she would not be allowed to take her pet. Shortly after, airport staff found the dog's lifeless body in one of the woman's bathrooms. Animal services were called to the scene and confirmed that the cause of the death was drowning, as reported by NBC's WESH. According to ABC News, the 57-year-old was arrested in Lake County on Wednesday on a charge of aggravated animal abuse, a third-degree felony. She was released on $5,000 bond, and the investigation of the death of the 9-year-old white schnauzer named Taiwan started in December when a janitor found the dog in a trash bag in a bathroom stall at Orlando International Airport. Reacting to CCTV footage, a user wrote, "I'd rather cancel my flight and take my dog with me if I happen to be at MCO. For real, who does such a thing to their own pets?" Another user commented. "If she did that to her dog, she could easily do that to a kid or another person. That cannot be normal. It's cruel and evil. Life in jail," another person responded. The dog was identified through its implanted microchip. U.S. Customs and Border Protection also confirmed to detectives that the woman had boarded the flight to Bogota, Colombia, before continuing on to Ecuador. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talking Pet Radio. I'm Gino Sasani.
Yeah, if you're going to drown your dog in an airport bathroom, you're crazy. I'd say you're a little cuckoo.
Yes, you are.
So, yeah, people are bizarre.
But you know, people do that. That's not the first time I've heard of that. Someone being denied to take their animal on a plane and then kills it so that they could take their flight.
Well, that's like people entering. How are you going to get on a plane with a turtle in your pants? In your crotch area, I'd be a little nervous. But then there's also people with prosthetics that fill it up with snakes and eggs and like tropical birds and all the other stuff. Like, you don't think somebody's going to get a little chirp chirp? I'm sorry if I say, excuse me, I farted. My farts don't sound like a chirp chirp.
No, they don't.
I mean, maybe yours do, but
no,
I don't fart.
Of course,
anyway,
nobody does.
No. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. And don't forget that contest is still out there where you can name a certain animal sound and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. Pick the phone up and let's talk pets. So, 818-818-6401. Let's talk about your pets.
Hey, I got an idea. We can play a game to pass the time.
Yeah, we are playing the game.
We are.
We're waiting for someone to call 818-818-6401 to name.
Honey, I have some bad news.
Okay. Thank you. I know. Nobody called. That's what the bad news is. I think. Sorry, I had to go.
Offered his call.
I honestly think my recorder is possessed right now. I'll just leave it
it's
at
just
that.
Just playing things randomly.
Yes. So this is the sound. What creature makes that sound? I'll give you a hint. Think Diane Fossey. And if you don't know it now, okay, Kayla doesn't know who Diane Fossey is. And you're in your 30s now.
Okay, and that's kind of young.
It's not that young.
When was she born? I don't know.
Do you know Leakey's Girls?
No.
Do you know Jane Goodall?
I've heard that name.
She's been on the show with this, Jane.
That's a secret.
So, and do you know Birute Galdikas?
No.
So, I know Birute, and she is with orangutans. And they were Leakey's girls, as well as the one that took care of these creatures.
Well, now you're giving it away, I guess.
Maybe, maybe not. 818-818-6401. But, yeah, and a little trivia on Birute. We were in L.A. together, and she was telling me the story she had at this time, way back when. She had a young daughter. Mm-hmm. Now she's probably well out of college and all. But her daughter was growing up with her in the jungles, and it got to be that her daughter started acting like an orangutan. She would not use forks or anything to eat. She would just use her hands. She started walking like an orangutan.
Huh.
So she had to, Brute and her husband were not together, so she had to ship her daughter off to under the care of her ex-husband because of the fact that she had to take her out of the environment.
Reintegrate her as a human.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So she was picking up. So it makes you wonder if you surround yourself, you know, I guess, what's that saying? Kate, you probably know it's a younger saying. You are who you hang out with or something like that.
No,
I think that's an old saying.
No, it's
is it an old saying?
Yeah, I think that's an old saying.
But you know what I mean, right?
If someone's eating nerds,
yeah,
it's you are what you eat. I've never heard that.
That you're based on or
nature or nurture.
Yeah, you're
it's
based on or something
argument.
Like who you hang out with or something like that. Yeah. But there is truth to that. And especially in environments where, you know, you're surrounded by an animal like that or that in that species, that you would take that on. Now,
Well, how young was he? I mean, he was probably impressionable.
It was a daughter. Yeah. I'm not sure, but I want to say like maybe 10, 11, 12.
Oh, well, that's older than I would have thought.
Yeah. And but she was always with her orangutans. Yeah. But that sound is not an orangutan. No. It's something else. 818-818-6401. Name that animal, and we're going to set you up. And not only are we going to set you up with a prize of either Life Boost Coffee, Vitacraft Lick and Lap for your cats, or the Good Pets Foods supplements and treats for your dogs, or something else that you may want to choose, but we'll also set you up with an autographed copy when the album comes out by Gino Sasani. Yes. Of Merchants and Mercenaries.
I'll send you a copy.
Gino will send that directly to you, and he'll autograph it as soon as it comes out, but it's not coming out yet. We've played a couple of the songs from the album, but there are more. How many cuts? 11?
It'll be 17 cuts altogether.
Oh, 17. Yep. Oh, wow.
17 cuts on the album.
So you'll get that as well. Already. And you'll be like one of the first people to get it. Because we just started playing it now on the show. So
you'll get it as soon as it's in my hands.
Yeah, when Gino's here, Gino's the reptile expert, and he's also a singer and guitarist and, you know, and everything else. His wife as well is musical. Just. And Ellen. Hi, Ellen. I know you're listening. So it's in the family, but I'm still waiting for them to ask me when my debut is. But we'll just leave it at that. Now I got something to jab you on.
You do. I will happily have you on the next album. We'll look forward to that.
Gino's always like, why do you not invite my dog Aurora to the show?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm like, because I have three cats that rule my house.
Yeah.
And the last time they were around a dog, it was not a good experience. So they're not dog friendly now.
Yeah. Now Vesta wouldn't be cat friendly. She goes after cats.
That's your other dog.
Doesn't care about them. That's the little one. Yeah.
Okay. So 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. We want to talk to you. If you know what animal we're talking about, I mean, think, you know, it's not.
Well, until you said Fosse, I had no idea either. So
really?
Yeah. When you said Fosse, that's how I know. I wouldn't have recognized it.
Cam thinks it's a hippo.
It's not a hippo,
happy,
I'll tell you that.
But there was a cartoon about this animal when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, his name was in the cartoon. Oh, no, was it a cartoon? Yeah, it was a cartoon.
There was a cartoon.
His name was George, right?
Oh, Magilla.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
He was purple.
But there's also a show, there was a movie called George... George
of the Jungle.
It was George of the Jungle, but wasn't his buddy like one of these creatures? No.
That was a chimpanzee.
Oh, okay. See?
His name was Cheetah. Cheetah was the chimpanzee.
Well, you know more on that than I do.
Yeah.
818-818-6401. Now we totally confused everyone.
Yeah.
So pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to know. I want to ask you, with snakes and everything, how often do they molt?
Shed. Well,
shed, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
shed?
Adults, about four times a year. These babies, when I have babies, they seem to do it every month, month and a half until they get a little older.
So
it's
when they shed, does that mean that they're growing?
Yeah, it's how they grow. Their skin can't grow. Snake skin won't grow. So as they grow out of their skin, basically, they have to shed.
And I know there's times even in my own yard that I'll find a snake.
With adults, like I said, for me, I found it's about four times a year, it seems. With the babies, every month and a half until they're about 2 or 3 years old.
Are snakes, like, territorial in the sense that they stay in the environment that they're at, or will they move around?
They'll move around. They don't care.
Okay. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll take your guesses. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sasani.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And thank you for that, by the way.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle, because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Did you know your daily cup of coffee could be hiding harmful toxins? Most coffee is drenched in pesticides, but not Life Boost. We're Dr. Crafted and certified organic, third-party tested for 450-plus toxins like molds, glyphosate, and heavy metals. Just to make sure, because your health deserves more than a caffeine fix. Life Boost isn't just clean, it's powerful, packed with antioxidants to support brain, heart, and metabolic health without the toxins. Love your cup, love your body. So go right now to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and get 58% off your first order. But hurry, this deal won't brew forever. Life Boost Coffee, crafted for your health, loved by your taste buds. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant, from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details, from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
We've been tearing up since way back when. These wheels are innocent. New hits, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch. Who are you?
I'm Gino Cesani.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
I'm sorry, I'm watching the
Pick up
dance.
The phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. We got a little guy in the studio here with us today.
Yeah, and I was watching him dance, man. He was putting on the moves.
Yeah, he was jamming.
He was.
We're going to jam with Carol. Carol's okay. In San Marcos, California, and she's listening on KCBQ out there, AM 1170 and FM 96.1. I want to give a shout-out to Steve, by the way. Hi, Steve. But this is the sound. And Carol, I gave you some hints, too, which Gino said were pretty easy at that point.
Absolutely.
What do you think it is, Carol?
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 Where you at?
Hello, Carol. Hi, I'm Carol.
And I'm sorry. I had my mute. I did put my phone in mute.
She was watching the kid jam, too.
Can you hear me now?
We were in a commercial break, Carol, so I get it. So what do you think? What creature was that?
I believe it's a gorilla.
Congratulations. Carol out in San Marcos, California. Okay, so you got choices. You're automatically going to get from Gino Cesani a copy of his new CD, Merchants and Mercenaries. So it's going to be a couple months, but you're going to get an autographed copy from him on that. And you'll be one of the first ones to actually get it.
Yes, you will.
Also, though, but you get to pick. Now, pick something you haven't won in the last, like, 90 days. But Life Boost Coffee, Vitacraft Treats for your cats, or Good Pets Foods for your dogs. Collapsible water bowl. I've got a salamander pendant. Also have little booties for your cat or your small dog.
Yeah, not your husky.
Yeah. And also got a harness, no-pull harness in black and silver for like a chihuahua or maybe like a Pomeranian-sized dog. What do you think? What do you want to go with?
I think I would like the pendant. The salamander pendant.
Oh, it's really cool, too. Look.
Yeah.
There you are if you're looking at it on
Facebook. I don't know if you're watching this on Facebook Live, but he's holding it up to the camera.
Yeah,
but
it's very nice.
It's cute. It's like in a turquoise kind of color.
Yeah, turquoise, greenish.
Ooh.
Greenish color. So
we're
going to ship that one out to you. And, Carol, thanks, and stay on the line so we can get your address for Gino, and then we'll send you out also the salamander.
Thank you.
You'll get the salamander first.
Me, too.
Thank you so much. That's Carol out there in San Marcos, California. She's the winner, and it was a gorilla.
The Fosse thing just blew it. It was too easy after you said Jane Fosse. Or Diane Fosse.
Kermit the Frog will speak at the University of Maryland 2025 commencement ceremony. The iconic green frog and the rest of the Muppets were created by Jim Henson, who graduated from UMD in 1960. According to the university, Kermit is an environmental advocate, a Peabody Award winner, best-selling author, and international superstar. And I actually got to spend time with him and enjoyed every moment. Henson was a home economics major at UMD. He created Kermit using one of the mother's coats and a ping pong ball that was cut in half. The Muppet character has become a beloved cultural icon. I am thrilled that our graduates and their families will experience the optimism and insight of the world-renowned Kermit the Frog at such a meaningful time in their lives, said the president of the university, Daryl Pines. Our pride in Jim Henson knows no bounds, and it is an honor to welcome Kermit the Frog to our campus 65 years after Mr. Henson graduated from the University of Maryland. The commencement ceremony will be held in May. And at the stadium, by the way, and we'll celebrate graduates from the summer of 2024, fall of 2024, and spring of 2025 terms. Nothing could make these feet happier than to speak at the University of Maryland. I can't do a Kermit voice, so I just know the class of 2025 is going to leap into the world and make it a better place. So if a few encouraging words from a frog can help, then I'll be there, Kermit the Frog says. After Henson died in 1990, Steve Whitmore took over as the voice of Kermit the Frog. Whitmore was chosen by Henson's son. In 2024, Jim Henson Company sold the Muppets brand to Walt Disney. In 2017, Whitmore was fired by the Muppets Studio for unacceptable business conduct. Seems to go around. And he had been with the studio since 1978. After Whitmore's dismissal, Muppet performer Matt Vogel took over and continues to serve as the voice of Kermit. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Yeah, he was young, died of pneumonia.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
And that's Kermit the Frog. I wonder, actually, Kayla, Cam, does he? How old is Cam now? He's turning five?
He's four.
He's four, but he's going on five?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does he know the Muppets?
No.
How come you haven't introduced him to the Muppets? Everybody loves Kermit the Frog.
He's very little. He likes, like, Spider-Man and things like that.
You know, that's the thing. You know,
he's a Marvel guy.
I got to say, too, I mean, one of my favorites was, like, when I was growing up, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck. Yeah. And there's a movie out there now, The End of the World. And it's, like, with Porky Pig and Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. And I'm shocked by the amount of money, less money that it's making. Mm. I mean, it looks like, I didn't get a chance, I was supposed to screen it and I didn't. But I'm really tough unless it's playing, you know, I can go to a theater and watch it.
Same here.
But the thing is that it goes to show that kids these days are watching, like, zombie cartoons and Shoot Up or Spider-Man and things like that. But the young, like the animals like that, Bugs Bunny, and it's just...
He's watched Space Jam with them in it, and he likes it, but nothing, like, older like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And Warner's
I'd like to see them come back in that movie. People go see it because it's a fun movie. Take your kids
Warner's
to it.
But Warner's has been ditching those things. You know, they did a movie with Roadrunner versus Acme, and they shelved it and took the tax loss, so we'll never see it.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us. Congratulations to Carol out there. She's going to get the first copy out that's coming out of Merchants and Mercenaries.
You will, Carol.
So we got to say goodbye, but spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. From myself, John Patch.
Gino Sassani.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Don't forget to check out Gino at
LostWorldReptiles.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.